This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
Tuscaloosa, he's the Tider Insider, Rodney Orr, joining us on our Quick Lane Tire and Auto guest hotline this morning. Hey, Rodney, how are you today?
Doing great, John and Barry. How are you guys?
Doing really well. Somebody was asking me the other day, was asking us, you know, what you do on a radio show in the middle of Alabama, in the middle of February, after recruiting and after the football season, and still a little bit more before you really get into basketball season. And I guess the same thing they were asking about football. You know, what do you guys talk about with football? Well, at Alabama and everywhere right now, February, if you pull back the curtain a little bit, there's a lot going on within the football complex at the University of Alabama. Rodney, this is the time when you really, you know, when you really kind of set the tone for your team. Am I right?
Yes, you're right about that. You're right on target, actually. You know, the funny thing, John and Barry have been talking to some other people about it. It's been so quiet. I mean, there's really nothing coming out of that complex right now. You know, they had the Red Elephant Club signing day special last Wednesday, and the feedback you got from that was Nick Saban is as intense as he's ever been, you know, just from listening to the people who attended that. So we know he's not sitting still. I think he's looking forward to not only this off season, but starting to move forward and kind of rectify what happened versus Clemson.
You know, Rodney, I was hearing the same thing even before the signing day gathering last Wednesday. Intensity is the word I've been hearing. That since the loss in the championship game, it's been very tense, very intense in the football complex. And that coupled with, you know, not having a parade and a celebration and people buying all this merchandise with the 18th national championship on it. You're right. Things have been very, very quiet, kind of unusual, and I think Nick Saban's using that to his advantage.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, there's no question that, you know, he's trying to reinvigorate the program right now, and he's, as you mentioned, John, I think the key word is the intensity that he's bringing. I think there's some embarrassment there in the complex with the way that game went. But, you know, again, I think they're using that as a positive to move forward. And certainly, like I said, I mean, it's just amazing how quiet it's been over there. You've got a new coaching staff. That's part of it, too. But you know what? We still don't have an announcement on those guys either. But so in some ways, you know, we don't know officially. But there again, you've got a lot of new faces over there. So spring practice starting here in, you know, about a month. And that's going to be real interesting because there's some things that they're going to have to shore up in spring practice.
Well, and towards your point about it
being, been getting paid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They have been getting paid. There's no doubt about it. I wanted to ask you about this because, you know, you say it's quiet over there. Well, I imagine this time, you know, right now before the start of spring practice, Scott Cochran's not quiet. This is Scott Cochran's time of the year. Am I right, Rodney?
It really is. I mean, again, I think that right now you've got 15 new players that are here, you know, that signed in this recruiting class that came in early. And they're learning the program. And that's a big part of it because guess what? Some of these guys have an opportunity to compete and challenge and possibly either play a lot or maybe even start. You take a guy like Evan Neal as an offensive lineman, certainly he's a guy that's going to have an opportunity as a left tackle and they look at him in another position. Darian Dalcourt is a guy that I think is going to have an opportunity as an offensive lineman, maybe at center, maybe even at guard to challenge. You know, there are others. That's just naming a few. But I think some of these guys, they want to get them in quick start program. They want them to really kind of be ramped up. And I think you've got a lot of veteran players that, you know, have a lot of opportunities. You take a guy like Najee Harris. I mean, he came out a five-star running back, number one player in the country, according to some. Certainly one of the top two running backs, according to others. This is something that he's been waiting for. So you've got a lot of opportunities there. You've got some guys that you're going to have to replace on the defensive line. I mean, those. So you may have to use a lot of young players on that side of the ball up front. You've got one, think about this, one inside linebacker with really any experience, and that's Dylan Moses. Other than that, I mean, who do you have that's got any really valuable experience in terms of extensive experience? Nobody. So you've got a lot of young players that you're going to have to develop.
I think that linebacker position, Rodney, is very interesting. If there was a weakness, and weakness might not be the best word, but maybe an area of this year's signing class that maybe didn't live up to their hopes, would linebacker be it?
Well, I think you could say that maybe the most disappointing loss of the whole group, and again, you'd have to look at it extremely close to kind of figure it out, but I think if there was one loss in this recruiting class that maybe you would have hoped you would have landed another player, it would have been inside linebacker. I mean, obviously they had their sights set on Henry Toa out of California, who opted for Tennessee. N'Kobe Dean was also in the mix. He obviously opted for Georgia, but especially Toa. I thought he was a guy that could come in and really be a quick study there at inside linebacker, very smart kid and all of that stuff. They need somebody inside that can take charge, that knows the defense. I mean, if they could find a Sean Dion Hamilton right now, for example, I mean, how valuable would a guy like that be? They need somebody that can come in, whether it's somebody already here, a young player, Ali Kaho, can Dylan Moses do it? I mean, I don't know. Whoever it is, they need an alpha dog on the inside who can set that defense and really be a take charge type guy.
Rodney Orr is with us, TighterInsider.com. We've asked you about this before, and we've asked you to try to compare this defensive line class to some of the great D-line signing classes in Alabama history. They got six guys that they have signed from on the defensive line. And they're different kinds of players all the way through there. A guy like Antonio Alfano, in your estimation, is he a guy game ready right now to help out along that D-line?
Well, you know, I'd love to see these guys in the spring, get a look at them to kind of see how they blend in.
Right.
Because until a guy gets on the field, you never know. Sometimes guys get on the field and they wilt a little bit once the competition kind of picks up. But if you're just looking at it right now, the things you've seen on his tape, and he's got the mindset, he's very focused player, very focused person right now. He's in the off-season program doing a great job. I think you probably saw he tweeted he had gained, 15, 17 pounds, whatever it was already. He's checked in at 290 right now. But, yes, I mean, when you look at that defensive line, that was one of the things that Alabama had, I don't want to say struggled in recent years, but the competition for top defensive linemen in recruiting is off the charts. I mean, I can't imagine that there is a position where there's more competition for top players, because they're so difficult to find, guys of that size with the athletic ability, the feet, all of those things that it takes to play those positions. I think they're very difficult to find, and it's very competitive when you're talking about recruiting. But in this class, I think Alabama, when you talk about Antonio Alfano, Justin Aboibi, who is already here as well, even DJ Dale out of Clay Chalkville, I think he's vastly underrated. Ismael Sopcich is the guy that signed last week. Byron Young's another one that signed last Wednesday. I think those guys, Braylon Ingram, those are really outstanding defensive line prospects. As you mentioned, they are different in a lot of ways. Sopcich's a big interior guy. And when he's motivated, Alfano's the number one player in the country, according to the 247 composite, I think. But when you look at Ismael Sopcich, when he's motivated, he's probably as good as any defensive player, certainly defensive lineman in the country. I mean, he's got all the tools to dominate just dominate. So it was a big coup in that regard. Hey, don't forget too, we thought that Alabama would sign the best offensive and defensive line classes in the country, and I think it's to look at them on paper, it's hard to argue that they didn't.
Yeah, no doubt. Rodney, this time last year and throughout the summer, the talk was the quarterback race. Who's going to be the quarterback? Will Tua unseat Jalen? Will Jalen hold on? Well, Jalen is no longer on campus. Tua is firmly entrenched as the number one guy. Who's going to back him up this fall?
You know, John and Barry, that is a great question because just everyone's asking. I mean, if you look at Mac Jones last year in the A-Day game, he actually outperformed Jalen Hurts dramatically. But once you got into the game, it was clear that when these guys played, Jalen was much more comfortable due to the experience. And you looked at Mac Jones, and you could see some tools, but he was overwhelmed. I mean, he was overwhelmed. Had some fear at times, to be quite honest. I think that's something that he has to grow from. And if he can do that, then with some of his experience that he's got, he's obviously got a leg up on the other guys. But this is an opportunity for a guy like Talia Tagovailoa or Paul Tyson. Either one of those guys, this is an opportunity for them to start laying the groundwork to become the number one guy. Because think about this. Tua is probably, very, very possibly, going to be a early departure for the NFL next year. If that happens, as a lot of people think it might or will, then whoever one of these guys here has an opportunity right now to start laying that groundwork to become the successor. And, I think that this is a big spring to watch and see how these younger guys, especially, Talia and Paul Tyson, kind of step in there and perform.
Rodney Orr, TigerInsider.com, joins us here on our Quick Lane Tire and Auto Guest Hotline. There is a lot going on. There is plenty of activity around the Alabama Athletic Program, and TigerInsider.com covers it all. Rodney, how do people get involved?
TigerInsider.com, it's only $48 a year. You can get instant access with your credit card if you prefer. There's an address there to send a check. And it gives you access to all our premium stuff, but also that forum, it's a lot of basketball right now, a lot of chatter about the Alabama basketball team, fans hoping for a little bit more consistency from Avery Johnson's crew, and hopefully they'll get it down the stretch here of the season. But you can follow it all on TigerInsider.com.
Man, it is a great source, TigerInsider.com. Hey, Rodney, thanks again for your time. We'll talk again next week.
John and Barry, appreciate it. You guys take care.